singing, and they have a very, very wonderful leader. I think we ought to give them another hand. Every now and then, the 20th century encroaches upon us, and that was what was happening on the Suwannee River just a minute ago. A motorcade of boats was going by, and I hope it will not interfere with our lovely, lovely lady here, who is going to play a very unusual instrument for us. This is Rachel Ivy from Jasper playing on a very old zither. And there aren't many zither players left, I can assure you. Here comes the 20th century again.
I like to say that this zither is a proud possession of the Stephen Foster Memorial, and so I feel very indebted to them that I might play it.
Thank you, Mrs. Ivy. Incidentally, cousin Steve Wilson and his lovely wife from Miami gave us that zither, and that's just a real broad hint. If you have any old instruments gathering dust at your house, we'd love for you to give them to us, where they will be lovingly cared for in our museums here. Now, next on our program are two lovely folk singers, David and Herta Marshall from Sarasota. This is a very, very special treat we have for you.
Thank you, Selma Bolton. Let me say before we start that in the last 24 hours we've been here is one of the finest times we've had in our entire life. And we performed in more than 38 states in this union. I'd like to express Herta's and my appreciation for the invitation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As I mentioned last night, Herta and I had a theater of our own in California, somewhat like this, out underneath the sycamore trees, where we gave shows every weekend. And one of the songs that came to us from the Carolinas we'll bring back to you in our own particular version, and it's called Soldier, Soldier. Soldier, soldier, coming from the plain, courted a lady through honor and through fame. Her beauty shone so bright, it never can be told. She only loved a soldier because he was so bold.
La 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 la. Oh soldier, oh soldier, it's I would be your bride, but for fear of my father, some danger might be tied. So he put on sword and pistol, and he caused them to rattle. The lady held the horse, while the soldier fought in battle.
Hold your hand, cried the old man, and do not be so bold. You shall have my daughter and 1,000 pounds of gold.
La 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 la. Fight on, cried the lady, the portion is too small.
Hold your hand, cried the old man, and you shall have it all.
So he took him right straight home, and he called him son and dear, not because he loved them, but only through fear. Fa la 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 la.
Let's change the program. Well, here's a little Josh song, and I hope that we're pardoned some of the language on a Sunday afternoon, but it is a folk song, and it comes from a very traditional source up in the Kentucky mountains called The Divil and the Farmer's Wife.
A farmer was plowing his field one day, rightful, rightful, tiddy by day. Farmer was plowing his field one day, when the devil came up into him, he did say, with a right bala, tiddy by day, rightful, rightful, tiddy by day.
Says he, my good man, I've come for your wife.
Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day.
Says he, my good man, I've come for your wife. She's the bane, torment of your life, with a right
bala, tiddy by day. Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day. So the devil, he hoisted her up on his hump. Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day. Devil, he hoisted her up on his hump, and down to hell with her he did jump, with a right bala, tiddy by day. Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day.
When he got there, the gates were shut.
A rightful, rightful, tiddy by day.
When he got there, the gates were shut.
Sweep of her palm, she laid open his nut with
a rightful, tiddy by day. Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day.
Two little divils was playing handball. Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day. Two little divils was playing handball.
Take her back, Paul, she'll murder us all.
With a rightful, tiddy by day. Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day. So the devil, he heisted her back on his hump. Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day. Devil, he heisted her back on his hump, and back to earth with her he did jump.
With a rightful, tiddy by day. Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day. Says he, my good man, I have brought back your wife.
Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day.
Says he, my good man, I have brought back your wife. She's the bane, torment of my life. With a rightful,
tiddy by day. Rightful, rightful, tiddy by day.
They say that the women are worse than the men.
Right-fa-right-fa-titty-fi-day.
Say that the women are worse than the men.
Got sent out of hell and got chucked out again with a right-fa-la-titty-fi-day. Right-fa-right-fa-titty-fi-day. It's all yours.
And now, I'd like to turn this portion over to my wife, Herta, who would like very much to do one of two songs that she's recorded for Folkways Records. Would you like to hear them? Thank you.
This first one is one of the loveliest of folk songs. It's called Turtle Dove.
Oh, don't you see yon little turtle dove sitting under a mulberry tree? See how that she doth mourn for her true love, as I, my love, shall mourn for thee. As I shall mourn for thee. Oh, fare ye well, my little turtle dove. Oh, fare ye well for a while. For though I go, I will surely come again. If I go 10,000 miles, my dear, if I go 10,000 miles, the crow that's black, my little turtle dove, doth change its color white. Ere I prove false to the maiden that I love, the noonday shall be night, my dear. The noonday shall be night. The heels shall fly, my little turtle dove. Roaring billows burn. Ere I prove false to the maiden that I love, or I a traitor turn, my dear, or I a
Now I'm going to try something that we might be very successful with if everybody will help us. Last summer, Herta and I made a film up in central New York in Cannonsville. It was all a story about kicking the people out of there because their homes would be under 70 feet of water when they built the dam. People who'd lived on their farms for generations had to give up their farms, their graveyards, and their churches. So a film was made about this. And one of the big celebrations that took place on the last night that they had in the valley, everyone got together and sang. And one of the songs that's recorded in the film is Aunt Rhody. How many know Aunt Rhody? I bet you there must be 200 or 300 people here that know Aunt Rhody. Well, everybody's going to sing it in four-part harmony, just as loud as you could possibly sing it. And we'll start you off with some of the verses, and you'll sing with us. Now, let's go.
Go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, the old gray goose is dead. Died in the mill pond, she died in the mill pond, she died in the mill pond, standing on her head. Go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, the old gray goose is dead.
The gander is weeping, the
gander is weeping, the gander is weeping, 'cause his wife is dead.
All together now.
Go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, the old gray goose is dead. Well, she only had one feather, she only had one feather, she only had one feather sticking in the top of her head. Go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, the old gray goose is dead.
The goslings are weeping, the goslings
are weeping, the goslings are weeping, 'cause their wife is dead. Go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, go tell Aunt Rhody, the old gray goose is dead.
Now, for our last number, here's a song called The Old Man of the Wood. This one's about 300 years old, I think.
There was an old man who lived in the woods, as you can plainly see, who said he could do more work in one day than his wife could do in three.
If that be true, the old woman said, why, this you must allow, that you must do my work for one day while I go drive the plow. You must milk the tiny cow for fear she should go dry. You must feed the three little pigs that are in yonder sty. You must watch the speckled hen for fear she'll go astray. And you must wind the reel of yarn that I spun yesterday.
The old woman took the staff in her hand and went to drive the plow. The old man took the pail in his hand and went to milk the cow.
But Tiny switched and Tiny hitched. Tiny, she cocked her nose. And Tiny, she gave the old man such a kick that the blood ran down to his toes.
Now it's here, my good cow, and hey, my good cow. And now, my good cow, stand still. If ever I milk this cow again, it'll be against my will.
But Tiny switched and Tiny hitched. Tiny, she cocked her nose. Tiny, she gave the old man such a kick that the blood ran down to his toes.
Now when he had milked the tiny cow for fish she should go dry, why then he fed the three little pigs that are in yonder sty. And then he watched the speckled hen for fear she'd go astray.
But he forgot the reel of yarn that his wife spun yesterday.
He swore by all the stars in the sky and all the leaves on the tree that his wife could do more work in one day than he could do in three.
He swore by all the leaves in the tree and all the stars in heaven
that his wife could do more work in one day
than he could do in seven.
Thank you.
Marvin Lacey, cousin Marvin, that is, knew that I hadn't forgot him. He's standing over here behind the tree, and he's going to come and sing for us. Cousin Marvin Lacey, who's been with us all week, and he's recording back here, and he's going to take it home and play it in his county, I hope, aren't you?
Hope to.
Good.
Thank you, cousin. You know, it is great comfort to us to know that no matter what comes and goes, that there's always someone standing by to help us in time of need. I'd like to sing for you now, Stand By Me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea, Thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. In the midst of tribulation, stand by me. In the midst of tribulations, stand by me. when the host of hell assail and my strength begins to fail. Thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me.
We are honored this afternoon to have from Jacksonville, St. John the Divine Greek Orthodox Choir, with Mary Roman as the director, and their pastor, Reverend John G. Barris.
We thought that just besides singing some of the Greek folk songs, we thought that with this first opportunity of appearing at this great commemoration, that we would sing some of the hymns referring to the memorial services that we conduct in our church. And this way, we too can pay our respects to the immortal Stephen Foster. The first one that we will sing today is the resurrection hymn, and since it's in Greek, I'll make the narration ahead of time. Christ has risen from the dead by death, trampling upon death, and has bestowed life upon those in the tombs. Pray for the rest of the soul of thy servant Stephen Foster, whom we today commemorate, and pray for the health of the members of this Stephen Foster Memorial Commission. May they continue their work in immortalizing the memory of this great American who brought so much understanding to our hearts with his music. Amen. The next is the hymn, We Praise Thee, We Bless Thee, We Give Thee Thanks, O Lord, and We Trust Thee, O our God.
O God of spirits and of all flesh, who has trotted down death and destroyed the power of the devil, and given life to thy world, to thy soul, of thy servant Stephen Foster, who during his lifespan endeavored to bring happiness and understanding to this tired and wearied world, give rest in a place of light, in a place of green pasture, in a place of refreshing, whence pain and sorrow and sighing have fled away. And of thy goodness and mercy remit, O God, all the sins committed by him in word or deed or thought. For there is no man yet who liveth and sinneth not. Thou art only without sin. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy word truth. And now we will sing the Cherubim hymn, which goes, we who mystically represent the Cherubim sing the thrice holy hymn of the life-giving Trinity. Let us put away all worldly care, so that we may receive the King of all, invisibly attended by the angelic hosts. Alleluia. We thank you for this opportunity.
You know, in the old days, they tell me that the deacons in the churches had long poles with rabbit's feet on it. Was it, Miss Cousin Cora? And when the audience wiggled too much, why, they got a nice little rap on the head. Now, if you all start wiggling, you're going to miss something. I do not apologize for anything that goes on here. Our program is subject to change without notice. After all, we're bringing the old ways in the 20th century, and we have to meet a newspaper deadline. And we want everybody to hear the new Stanton High School chorus under the direction of Annette P. Espy doing something that they did for us